This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The Boston Celtics are within one victory of their first trip to the NBA Finals in 8 years. The Celtics beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 96-83 and take a 3-2 lead in the best-of-seven Eastern Conference Finals. Game 6 is Friday at Cleveland. Meanwhile, Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales has apologized to Bucks guard Sterling Brown for a January arrest that started with a parking violation and escalated to include use of a stun gun. Morales says some officers have been disciplined. Over on the ice, the Washington Capitals are going to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in their 43-season history, and the first in 20 years. Alex Ovechkin scored an early goal, and Braden Holtby stopped 29 shots as the Caps blanked the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-0 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Capitals will travel to Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. The New York Rangers have hired Boston University's David Quinn as their new head coach. Quinn is the second college coach hired by an NHL team this month and the third in the past 4 years. Quinn coached Boston University to 4 NCAA tournament appearances in 5 seasons. The NFL is taking steps to end player protests during the national anthem. Owners have approved a new policy that permits players to stay in the locker room during the Star-Spangled Banner, but requires them to stand if they come to the field. The rule was passed without any discussions with the NFL Players Association, which said it will challenge any part of the new policy that violates the collective bargaining agreement. Meanwhile, the New York Jets say they will pay any fines and not penalize players if they violate the new policy. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers beat the New York Yankees 12-10. The Boston Red Sox topped the Tampa Bay Rays 4-1, and the Miami Marlins rallied for a 2-1 victory over the New York Mets. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.